Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. But all this time, news about solar activity from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney in New South Wales. The IPS reports that solar activity has dropped to extremely low levels. The daily equivalent sunspot number is down to 2. That's the lowest number recorded for several months. And the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 68. That's 6.8. Those levels suggest that high frequency propagation over long distances, that's multi-hop propagation over darkness or semi-darkness paths, on frequencies above about 11 megahertz will be unsatisfactory in the immediate future. So we're now proceeding through sunspot cycle number 24, and it's not now expected that this cycle will terminate until well into the year 2018. So in the meantime, our long distance propagation and reception and transmission on the higher frequencies in darkness on over darkness routes will be unreliable. Now some station news. Saudi Arabia. The Al Azm Radio, that's AZM, Al Azm Radio, is a Saudi broadcasting corporation service for troops in the southern part of the kingdom. It uses 11.745 in the 25 metre band, as well as medium wave and FM. Its operating schedule is reported to be 0700 to 2000, but those times and schedule tend to vary. Now, this is a summary of notable frequency occupancies made here in Melbourne recently in our sunrise period. Mainly confined to the two frequencies below about 12 megahertz because of the low sunspot. Between 1800 and 1830. 7375, France, the station using the Issedan relay broadcasting facility in Arabic, that's the Radio Television Algeria station, good signals. 7375, two stations on that frequency at the one time. Radio Romania International in Romanian and its co-channel with the previously mentioned RTA. And 7395, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station in German. And 7425, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in German to signing off at 1920. Now between 1830 and 1900, we note 7285, China Radio International from Xi'an, broadcasting in the Chaozhou language. 7320, Radio Dengue Kurdistani, broadcasting from the relay station at Yerevan in Armenia, in Kurdish. And 7465, the BBC from the Singapore Kranji relay station, with its programs in Pashto. 9765, Germany. NHK Radio Japan using the relay station at Nauen in Germany for its programs in Japanese to Europe and the Middle East and Africa. And 9785, Deutsche Welle, the voice of Germany, broadcasting also from the Isidon relay station in France with programs in Hausa. And 11745, the Saudi Arabia station Al Azam, as we mentioned a moment ago, broadcasting in Arabic. And 12040, the voice of America from Thailand, broadcasting from the Udorn relay station in Amharic. And that's an interesting frequency choice. Quite a long distance transmission path, that's a darkness path from Asia into Africa. So, several frequencies, several good reception notes in Melbourne recently in our sunrise period between 1800 and 1900, mainly in the 41 metre band. The frequency change for Radio New Zealand has been advised by the HFCC, the Coordinating Committee. As from December 6, Radio New Zealand is now using 7430, replacing 7355. That transmission is to all Pacific in English between 12:59 and 16:50 daily, and on Saturdays it's extended from 16:51 to 17:58. Some notes now from listeners, technical monitors in Eastern Europe, as reported by the SWLDX newsletter from Bulgaria. First of all, we have the following. Armenia. Reception of the voice of Armenia. Yerevan. Single frequency, 4810, with 50 kilowatts, and directed to the Near and Middle East in various languages between 1530 and 1845. Languages including Greek, Turkish, and Arabic, as well as Farsi. Reception of Transworld Radio India by the Yerevan relay station, noted in Europe on 9745 between 1300 and 1315, with programs in English to Southern Asia on Mondays to Saturdays. And transmitter power there is 300 kilowatts and the antenna is 100 degrees, 100. Strong signal of the Österreichischer Rundfunk, broadcasting on 6155 from the transmitting station at Moosbrunn with 300 kilowatts. Note at 0600 to 0720 in German on Mondays to Fridays, and 0600 to 0710 on Saturdays and Sundays. Non-directional antenna broadcasting to Western Europe. And another station using the Moosbrunn relay facility is Radio DARC on 6070 with 100 kilowatts between 1000 and 1100 to Central Europe. Sundays only that transmission is on the air in German. And Radio Bangladesh, the home service, has been heard in Europe on 4750 between 1530 and 1600. That's with 100 kilowatts and English to South Asia, non-directional. And also from Bangladesh, other frequencies heard include 9455 from 1315 until 1345 in Nepali to Southern Asia, and 15505 between 1400 and 1430 to Western Asia in Urdu. And both of those frequencies with 250 kilowatts, 250. And a station known as the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting Service, it actually originates in Belgium, but it uses frequencies in other areas. One of them is 9650 between 1500 and 1600 from transmitter in the Philippines with 250 kilowatts in Korean to Northeast Asia on Tuesdays to Thursdays. Radio by Afra. The schedule shows 9580 between 1900 and 2000 to West Africa in English, broadcasting from the Usedon relay station in France. A regional station in China, noted in Europe, the voice of Jinling on 6200, noted 1230 to 1500 with 100 kilowatts, 161 degrees to East Asia in Chinese. And Radio France International, heard in Europe on 6105, 0600 from, I'm sorry, 0600 to 0613 from Wissedon with 500 kilowatts with French news bulletin. And a station known as Radio Herwa, H-E-R-W-A, International, by Usedon. Heard on 13710 between 0700 and 0728 in Hausa and African languages to West Africa. 100 kilowatts, 170 degrees antenna. And the Italian Broadcasting Corporation, known or noticed on 5845 from the Eurovan relay station, 1900 to 2000 to Eastern Europe in Italian, and that program's on Wednesdays, and 2000 to 2030 on Wednesdays also in English to Western Europe. And Deutsche Welle, Germany, Deutsche Wetterdienst, not sure how that's pronounced, now that's what it is, Deutsche Wetterdienst, 0600 to 0630 on 5905, broadcasting with very low power of 10 watts to Central Europe in German. And the Evangelisch Mission Gemeinden via the Nauen relay station, the religious broadcasting broadcaster, noted from 1130 to 1200, that's daytime frequency, daytime transmission, on 6055 in German on Saturdays and Sundays to Central Europe. That's 125 kilowatts, 222 degrees antenna, that's 222. And Deutsche Welle, broadcasting from the Nauen transmitting station in Germany, 0630 to 0700 in Hausa, very strong signals in Europe, with Hausa to West Africa, 250 kilowatts, 185 degrees antenna. Radio Waves Internet.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. We'll be right back.